Hello, this is Kinch Rendell with Your Business Podcast, also known as Your Freedom Podcast, hopefully helping you find the way to be more free, have more fun, make some of your own money, report to yourself and to your customers. This is about geekiness. Do you know a geek? Are you a geek when it comes to certain things? It finally hit me. I'm kind of a geek when it comes to researching things having to do with like farming, permaculture. I enjoy spending my time listening to people that are doing things in this realm, where literally if it's a permaculture talk or someone that's farming, urban farming, or farming in a certain area, anything in that realm for now, shoot, it's been over a year for sure since I basically switched out reading about economics or politics to focusing on things in this realm of permaculture and farming. And in the past, if I was a geek about something, what was I spending my time on doing? I'm not sure there's anything I really focus in on so much. I guess it would have been before that. I definitely spent time reading about the economic situation. Yet I wasn't wanting to or having any desire, especially after doing much of any of it, is in investing or reading the stuff and then go out there and try to capitalize on it. So some people I know, literally, they love following companies and following stocks. They are what I'd consider as a geek or someone that knows a lot about such things. And guess what? Those are the people that really are hopefully in that realm making money when it comes to that. I've had friends I've worked with that literally when it came to technology and IT stuff, I said, hey, they're a geek. That's what I used. Adoring term, nothing negative there at all. I was like, I'm just not so much of a geek when it comes to that. I know it's not something I stay up on. It's not something I go like, oh, I'm going to go read what's going on with this field, this technology. And I realized lately, hey, when it comes to being into something, it's really into all this farming, anything that's going to advance farming, permaculture. That's kind of where it's at. And for me, it's funny that at the same time, I'm trying to establish a farm. And I enjoy sitting here thinking about, okay, can I grow strawberries? What kind of soil do they need? Do they need light? Who's making money growing strawberries? How are they growing them? Where are they growing them? Like, I'm willing to spend my free time doing that. Now, before this, I literally was spending that free time looking at economics or reading political stuff, which I realized didn't make me feel good, wasn't advancing any part of my life at all. So I'm so glad that I kind of switched over to something. And now it's been a year or so later, I realized, wow, this is kind of what I'm into right now. In 5 years from now, will I be? We'll see. I think so. But literally, I'm not going to guarantee myself I will be. But in the meantime, I'm enjoying spending time trying to get a farm going. And it didn't take me very long to realize, hey, if I'm going to plant all these trees and I can't eat all this produce, what can I do with it? Yes, I can give some away and I probably will give plenty of it away. But also, could I make a business out of it? And that's the big question to me right now. Can I make a farm of 20 acres, maybe some of the homestead, into something profitable? I was told by a couple or a guy at the couple, a farm up in Boulder County, just northwest of Denver, that the average farm makes $50,000 a year. And I've also read in Mark Shepherd's book where most farmers do not make their money only on the farm. So someone still has a job. And I relate that back to, that's very similar to how we started Riptide Hosting. We didn't rely on the income. We let that thing plow the profits back in for 5 to 7 years. I mean, it still puts money back into itself to grow. But we were not relying on that producing money right away. And this comes up when I was reading about a farm out in Temecula, California. They evidently got started with raising chickens, like out there in the grass where chickens can eat bugs and stuff. And they mentioned, the four of them, they didn't need to take money. They weren't relying on that. They just got it going, liked the idea. And at this point, it now supports two families. 2 years into it, I think it could support two families. I swear I read, I know this is the number, $500,000 in 2 years. I believe they did that much in sales. Now, it's probably not only chicken. I'm actually going to a conference in just over a week where I hope to hear them speak more on this. But literally, if you're a geek about something, can you turn that into your business? Maybe some of the things you can't. Maybe you're going to realize, I spend a lot of time on some stuff that's negative and not good for me, and you're going to change what you're into. That's literally what I did. I was kind of into, yes, I like to plant some tomato plants at the house and grow some perennials. So I was kind of leaning that way. But then I went full board once I decided to give up the time I was spending on things that were not advancing anything. There was nothing positive there for me, per se. Literally nothing. So I switched over. Now, is it easy to fall in a trap of learning more and not implementing? Yes. So we always have to take some action, take some steps. For me, when it comes to growing food, and yes, I hope all of us can grow some of our own food, tomato plants, what have you. Some of you are in high rises and you can't. I say that because I talked to someone. She said, really, my tomatoes, I finally grew some, but only get sun for 4 hours and it's out on the balcony where it's so hot. Okay, some people it does not make sense to. Some of you can go out to a city garden or a garden somewhere else and grow some stuff if you want to, or just volunteer to help other people do it. I do think it's very important that we know we can grow the stuff. We know where it comes from. The more I think about where how chickens are being raised and how cows for hamburgers are being raised, wow. Literally, as I drive across the country for different things, and I see the cows in the feedlots and you smell them, I don't want that food. Literally, so I am giving up more and more of anything fast food. Any restaurant I go to now, I'm like, wow. Unless it says grass-fed or something else, I just assume it's all coming from the same place. May not have the same ingredients, but it's all coming from these places where they're just packing the animals in there. Like chickens on top of chickens, or chickens next to chickens that aren't out there in the grass at all, never get out in the sunshine. So I'm kind of inspired in that regard to know where my food comes from, that I'm really geeking out into this. And as part of it, I'm thinking, how can I profit from this to free up more of my time to do more of this? And it's really not just for me. I kind of seem to have an issue in my mind of thinking I'm going to charge somebody to go out there and design their farm. Where in reality, if people are willing to pay me to do some of these designs and to help them get ideas, I should be all for it. When it comes to my farm, one of the driving factors is if this can be successful, it's a successful model I can share. It's also information I can share to all the people out here on the eastern plains of Colorado for what they can grow of their own. How meat chickens would work to help out the system, or how cows would help to help the fields and the pastures and everything else you're growing. So it's definitely more than just me. I don't feel like the motivation for me is out there to make more money for me. It's a bit of a weird comfort place. How many of us get there, I don't know. Hopefully we all do. Hopefully we all go, hey, there's something more than me. Some people may feel that way even though they might need more money for retirement or something else. Who knows? I probably could look at myself and say that. So I'm hoping to turn the farm out concept into something that can be shared. And if it works, I want to do more of them. I want to have people living there, learning. The people that are also geeks in the same realm would enjoy being at some place where they can kind of get a foothold, get an understanding of how bees and animals and all the produce works in this area, this climate. Literally where I live now, south of Denver, I called the County Extension Agency or Ag to ask some questions about soil and what was growing it. And I ended up talking to a guy for about an hour. And the most eye-opening part of it was, this, I believe, is the highest per capita income county in the state. And he knows of no one really doing pick your own CSA type farms where they're trying to grow apples or different vegetables. And that gets me excited. I'm like, wow, can I start one to show people that it works and get more of it? I know plenty of people that are in the 30s and 40s that want to have free range chicken meat or animal meat that's raised in a nice fashion. Or a good fashion for the animals. They get a good, decent life. Not that you still don't kill animals. I was reading reviews of that web, the website out there in California, Facebook, in Temecula, and it's called Primal Pastures. And they have something set up with Facebook where you can review them. Like their customers can go in there and say 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars. And people are clicking in there, and this may be you may feel like this. Giving a 1 star, like you're still killing the animals, it's not right for you to kill animals. I'm sitting there going, how can someone review a company when they didn't buy their stuff? A lot of people will not agree when it comes to things like food, like what you're going to eat. If you're a vegetarian, you may not agree at all. I'm sorry, a little side note. Just thought it was so odd that people get to review something when they hadn't, they don't even care to participate in it. They're just against it. And I get that. So hopefully those people, let's say you're someone that's against that. What would I like to tell them? I'd like to tell them, hey, use some of these great techniques from permaculture and other things that are good for the soil, good for the earth, good for people, to grow more vegetables that are highly nutritious so that you can live a very happy, healthy, nutritious, vegan, vegetarian lifestyle. Do you geek out on that stuff? Let's say that that's interesting. If you are out there reading about the mistreatment of animals or the people that are killing animals because they eat meat, is that helping you? Do you feel like you're winning when you either go out there and post on things that are making people upset? Are you changing some of their minds? Is that really what you're hoping to do? Or is it getting you upset every time you repost something on Facebook or go out there and review somebody and put something negative about them? What's the inverse to that? You could be out there setting the example of farming yourself, growing things the way you think they should be grown, or growing what you think people should eat. I always like to think, if it's something negative, what is the positive? And I can always apply this to so many things that it's always putting new ideas in my head when I think bad about this or think bad about that or think negative or realize, man, I keep going to something that's negative, whether it's a website or something else. I've really cut back on that so much, but every so often I'll still go somewhere, but I'm just so much better now about not reading it. It comes to, is it something negative? If it's negative, it's not helping you. If it's not helping you, it's probably not helping anyone else. So let's say, hey, you're a vegetarian, a vegan. Go out there and do something that's so good for you and for others. And you might show other people in that regard. Look, I'm growing this, this, and this, and these five vegetables have all this nutrition because of the way I'm treating the soil. So what are you geeking out on? What do you spend your time doing? Is it making you happy? Is it advancing you? Is it getting you closer to more of your own freedom, your own free time? A lot of times that's because you can make money off doing it. And if not, you need to probably change that in some way, or at least challenge yourself to go out there and say, what else am I interested in? What else can I learn about? I just got an email or a LinkedIn message from a fellow racer, like autocross racer. They have since moved from one state on the West Coast to the East Coast. And because of LinkedIn, because once again, I put out there that I'm doing some of this, she's like, oh, so crazy. We've been going to different classes about growing things, and now we know what permaculture is. So this has lots of different things. Like, because I put out there on LinkedIn and these different sites what I'm interested in, what am I geeking out about? I do this at Toastmasters. I talk about this stuff. Then people know. In the case of Toastmasters, 40 different people know. In the case of LinkedIn, I bet at least 40 people now know that I have some interest in farming and permaculture that otherwise they might have just said, hey, he runs a web hosting company and that's it. So now I'll get questions and comments and thoughts about that, what I'm more into. So I would challenge you. You might be an accountant by day, but a farmer at home. Or you might be into coaching soccer or basketball or something else. You know, put that on your LinkedIn. Put that on your Facebook. Definitely share these ideas out there and see where they can lead to. Maybe you're coaching for free right now, and you're coaching your kid that's in first grade. Does that eventually have the possibility of leading you to coaching at the middle school, high school, and college level sometime? And would you enjoy that more than what you're currently doing? I just see that it's the possibilities. They're endless, right? It could be anything. I do wonder how many of us, once again, are spending our time looking at things that are negative. And I also, since my parents are still alive, they're 60-something, 70-something years old. They're so negative about things because they hear the news and listening to all that stuff. I hope that when I'm at that age, I'm still doing things, positive things, helping people. That's just another thing. If you're a coach, you're helping people. The golden rule, religious or not, I think applies. The more people you help, the more you're helped. If you offer something for sale for $1 that's worth $5 and 5 million people in the world want that and are willing to buy it and you can advertise it to them or market it to them, you've got $5 million. Whereas if you're selling something really expensive to only a few companies, it seems so much harder to get into that. So I like this thought of the golden rule. When it comes to food, I keep thinking, okay, how does that apply to something that I'm doing? Food. Luckily, everybody eats pretty much every day. And that's where it makes me think as soon as I say that, oh, well, some people might be starving. Yes, so I really do hope to donate food to different places. There's some here in Denver where really you can eat for free. You pay what you can afford to pay. There's all these different possibilities. I love it that people eat every day. And more in my area of influence and of being influenced, people want healthy food. The more they learn about what's being put on their food and how their food's raised or grown, the more they're willing to step out. And I read something saying Colorado is on the cutting edge, or there's a whole bunch of people raising meat in these different ways and doing different kind of farming that's good. Yet I still feel like there's next to nothing because the county I am in has no pick your own places that I know of. You cannot go pick your own fruit anywhere that I know of. And yet I know I have three apple trees here that produce a ton of apples. And I've planted probably another 30 or 40 different productive plants. We'll see which ones live and which ones don't produce. So I'm trying to share a little bit of what I'm into. That if you're into it, great. Hey, we can knock ideas back and forth. I can point you in the right directions for more and more on this. Literally, the lady on LinkedIn, I'm saying this here just so you know as well. I finally this past week on my website for farming, it's called regenfarms.com for regenerate the land, help improve the land. Regenfarms.com. I have a resources tab now, and I linked, I don't know, five or six videos and links to different podcasts and different videos where I bet if you went and watched them all, it's probably 20 to 25 hours worth of things. So when I define myself as geeking out or being really into something, I will sit there and listen to people talk on YouTube, not watch, just talk about different things from cows to the soil to what's living in the soil. So I've realized I'm really willing to spend the time to learn about it. And for me, the challenge is always make sure I apply as much time as I'm listening. Make sure I come over here and podcast. As much as I listen to podcasts, I don't do that because I listen to now probably easily an hour to 2 hours a day while I'm doing things when possible, when the podcasts are there. Because people like to put the podcast out. You name it, you're going to find a podcast on it. I literally have a podcast talking to my dad, who is an accountant who works for himself. Whatever you're interested in, whatever you want to geek out about, I am blown away at the resources out there these days. So many resources you can learn. I literally paid for plans to make a chicken coop that's movable, called a chicken tractor. Yesterday, when reading about chickens, I also found free plans for yet another one. So you literally might be thinking, oh, I've made a great doghouse or something else, and there's so many free plans out there. But you might really document yours and your experience and put your plans out there for $5 or $10 or $20. And get some sales. And at least for me, knowing that people are doing that is motivation. Other people are going to need to actually take all those steps and get that out there to have the motivation or the awakening to go, wow, something I'm into, I can improve it, add to it, and get paid for it. Whatever it is. If it's something positive, great. Oh, that leads me just saying the word positive. Selling things based on fear. So we're at a chiropractor of all things for my son just to get him checked out because he fell off something and they said his back was hurting. Well, his back was kind of swollen, kind of makes sense. Got an x-ray. And this chiropractor place was literally, I felt like it was all fear. And I'm always against the tactic of selling things based on fear. And I've heard what really happens is you can sell something based on fear, or you can change your attitude or your whatever you're doing. Let's say you are scared the economy's going to collapse, you're going to go buy some storage food. That's how they can sell you on the idea of, hey, you better buy some rice and grains. But they said, you won't keep up that activity, or I'm fearful that my smoking's going to harm me, or that I'm overweight and it's going to kill me early, or whatever it is. They say that works for a little while. But eventually you have to have that positive. Well, I realized this chiropractor kept bringing it, well, yep, you see that x-ray, oh, it's crooked, the spine is crooked, you got to do this. And he kept repeating those things. And finally, I said, hey, I got it. You've said that like three or four times now. I've got it. No more repeating that. So I would challenge you as you find things that you're getting into, is fear motivating you? Or is the passion, the fun, it's something you're into motivating you? Is that what's really going to get you going? The fear might get you going, but I challenge you to find the fun, find the positives. And for me, on some of these things, the positives are dealing with helping other people. So the fear, I'm not so sure at farming at all I have any fear. Now, maybe to begin with, I thought, oh, I should plant some trees in case the economy collapses or something. So I thought I'd be great to have some trees. Yeah, food forest is great. There might have been a smidgen of fear in that regard, but that I have no fear that makes me keep planting things. I have no fear that says, hey, you know what? I'm going to go research how to grow tomatoes or where do strawberries grow? What different strawberries are there that grow and produce at different times? And how much is a price a pound of strawberries, organic strawberries, versus non-organic? It's not fear. There's no fear keeping me going there. Some of my other projects, if anything, I have the fear of not completing them, which isn't really keeping me going to finish them. And I think part of it is really without the positive there, you just don't sustain things. You don't keep things going so easily. So think about what you're into. Is it for the positive? Is there fear? Are you scared that if you don't keep up with it, something else is going to happen? I can relate that back to literally after the 2008-9 stock market crash. It was like, oh, I better keep watching to find out what's going to happen next. That was just all fear-based. There was nothing positive there. And it didn't keep me going very long. So think about it. What is going to keep you going? Find the positives of what you're into. If what you're into has no positives, that's a red flag. Or a flag of change. It's time to try something different. I'm so glad. I forget for what reason I realized this is not good. I keep reading about the same stuff. It's negative. Everybody here is feeding off the negative. If you've read a lot of comments of something and they're negative, bing, 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 have that flag go off in your head. I'll sometimes do that. I still go to ESPN.com and read different sports things. No longer have cable, can't watch any of it, but I can go look at scores and I'll read something. And honestly, watching a little clip this morning or yesterday about the All-Star NBA game, hearing the inside voices, what they're saying to each other, was kind of fun and funny. But sometimes I'll be reading comments where people are going back and forth. Oh, that team sucks, or my guy's better, or no, the Patriots didn't cheat, or oh, they're all cheaters. And I realize, whoa, I'm wasting minutes of my life right here. I challenge you, how many of you do that? How many of you are out there on whatever side, it could be sports, politics, whatever, and you're just going back and forth? Red flag, flag of change, time to go, you know what? I need to find something positive I'm into. My neighbors have chickens. I want to look at chickens, ducks. It could be music, anything. Figure out something else that's a positive. That's one thing for me. I will sit there and listen to the sports talk radio when I'm driving around. And then every once in a while, especially lately, last week or so, I'm like, I'm gonna listen to some music. Especially for my kids. They're a good barometer in the back. They're like, I don't wanna hear this. I wanna hear that funny music. So I have a CD in there, Johnny Cash, I'll play. Or I sit there lately, I'll pick a radio station with decent music. And I'm like, I don't know if I grew up with much music in my life. I remember my dad listening to things, but it was talk radio. Not very much fun. There are a few people, I will say Dennis Prager is somebody, he has Happiness Hour. Happiness Hour. He talks about some random things like that I'm glad I catch those when I do. But no longer do I daily catch any of this stuff. I don't. I daily am into what I'm geeking out about, what I want to learn more about. For me, it's good to have a challenge. How can I make a farm make money? That is my challenge. It kind of wraps it all up. That probably keeps me going. Plus, I'm seeing things grow. It's winter right now. We just got about a foot of snow. So I can't do much else besides learn and research things right now. That kind of like, man, I wish I lived in Hawaii or Florida somewhere where I'm still growing things in the tropics. There's give and takes to all this for me in this realm. I'm probably not going anywhere soon. I don't want to. And the wife's like, oh, and where will we live eventually? Out in the country? I'm like, are you kidding me? I've planted so many things already. I don't want to sell. So at this point, we've not even been here a year, but I've already planted 30 or 40 different productive things, not including the probably 30 or 40 raspberry plants. I love it. These things keep giving back and back and back. And we buy these things anyway, so I can grow them. So I hope you take something here. It may not be the farming aspect. You may never grow anything in your life. I hope you try to plant something, whether it's tomatoes inside, lettuce you can grow inside. I don't know if tomatoes actually scratch that. I don't think you can grow those indoors. You can grow different things. There's some lights. You can buy just cheap CFL lights, the long skinny ones, and put them over things and grow lettuce and such inside. But in addition, more so, find out what are you geeking out about? Can you tie that into your profession, your job, your own business? I now realize some of my friends are truly geeks that have kept their jobs. They luckily like to geek out about what they're into. It's an even new world of me not judging people so much. Hopefully that's you. If not, hopefully you will morph your way into that. I will still challenge you to find a way to work from home. And then from working from home, can you do your own business? I have a friend I used to race with, moved, now works from home. Send me an email saying something about, man, I now understand you saying how great it is to work at home. Next, will he at some point in his life realize how great it is to work for yourself from home, from a vacation spot, from anywhere you want to go? There are so many ways that you can work from anywhere if you set up what your work is correctly. If it's farming, maybe you're not working from wherever. But then again, I know people in permaculture that get paid to fly around the world and do work for different people. The possibilities are endless. Hope you enjoyed it.